Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, I'm Andy Zaltzman and this is Top Stories, the Bugle's own archive show. And today we're talking about sun, sand and fiscal bailouts. The Mediterranean island of Cyprus was having a tough time of it in March 2013, and it all got a little out of hand, and not just because of the British expats drowning their sorrows in Ayia Napa. For issue 229, I was joined by John Oliver and producer Chris.
Top story this week, Cyprus is fucked. I mean, it is fucked. Cyprus, Andy, is the sunny Mediterranean island of 1.1 million people where, for the last few decades, hard-working British people have gone on vacation to vomit in the streets. It's one of the smallest members of the EU, a sleepy little place, but it might want to consider waking the fuck up right now, because it's currently in the middle of a financial nightmare. The EU has seen some financial shitstorms over the last half a decade, but Cyprus may be about to unleash a fiscal tornado so huge that we may wake up having landed on a witch and dancing down the road with a talking lion, a scarecrow, and a weird squeaky guy with a metal face.
God, reminds me of my stag night.
This all began last weekend when Cyprus agreed a bailout deal with European authorities and the IMF. So far, so tolerable. Next thing you know, Cypriots are protesting in the streets, and all the financial institutions are closed in fear of a full-scale It's a Wonderful Lifestyle run on the banks, but without a friendly Jimmy Stewart to calm everyone the f*** down. No, Stavros, you've got it all wrong. Your money's not here. It's in Constantina's house, and Ibrahim's house, and 100 others. I beg of you not to do this thing. So, how did this happen? Cypriots are a warm, friendly people, as long as you don't mention Turkey in conversation with them. And for people to nearly riot on that scale, you'd need to mention Turkey both extremely loudly and a lot.
it is kind of fascinating. Another kind of chapter in the exciting sequences of European bailouts, of course, began with the Here Goes Nothing 2008 campaign, then the Vomiting Good Money After Bad tour of 2009, and the fingers crossed, it can't get that much worse, surely, of 2011. The problem is Cyprus was apparently doing quite well for a bit, even after the financial shit tornado had kicked off in other parts of Europe, had good growth, low unemployment. But by 2011... they'd reached a stage where Cyprus's bank's combined assets were worth eight times the annual national income, which sounds quite handy until you realise that those assets were almost entirely pretend, largely made up of loans that they'd made to places like Greece, which had no money to pay those loans back.
Greek debt, Andy, as we all know, is a spicier debt. That is one messy money moussaka.
So when the financial plates got smashed at the wedding between Greece and bankruptcy, Cyprus was left with a fraction of the pretend money that it was kidding itself that it actually had. And a bailout was needed. And the way the Cypriot government decided to go about these things was by essentially punishing the victims of the economic disaster. because they came up with this scheme to tax people's savings. Now, I know around Europe recently, John, there's been a sense that people should, that the people responsible should be made to pay. And maybe there was a bit of a language barrier issue, but the Cypriot government misinterpreted this as the as it should be the people who have been responsible being made to pay. And they tried to raid people's savings. They're now having to come up with a plan B after the public called bullshit in a fairly major and vocal way on plan A. It's, I don't know, I'm not an economist, John, but as you said, the little Mediterranean island has jumped aboard the bonkers bailout bandwagon, calling it Athens, Dublin, Madrid, Lisbon and all stations to Fisk Oblivion Parkway.
But basically, the plan was all bank depositors with over $130,000 in their accounts would immediately get just under 10% of that confiscated, and smaller accounts would get around a 6.75% confiscation. It was to be called a one-off upfront stability levy. But
lovely euphemism.
Yeah, isn't it great? But the people of Cyprus seem to see it as a one-off gigantic f*** you. So, to be fair, the depositors would have got shares in the Cypriot banks in return. But, to be even fairer, those shares would be completely worthless if those banks then went under. So, to prevent a run on the banks, all Cypriot banks have been shut and are unlikely to open until next Tuesday to try and prevent mass withdrawals. And all Cypriot bank managers are currently hiding inside the linings of their sofas. There have been long lines forming at ATMs, but cash in them has been rapidly running out. And Cyprus seems to have essentially reached a fork in the road, Andy. Quickly renegotiate a solution which is satisfactory to no one, or go full Mad Max. Get some motorbikes, get some crazy outfits with spikes on the collar, and just go f***ing crazy. And I honestly think people there are 50-50 on which way to go at the moment.
Well, Chris has just broken some exciting news to me, that his parents live in Cyprus.
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
They do. They're in England at the moment, and they're going back on Sunday, and bit by bit, they're taking the towels and the clothes out of the bag and throwing dollars and sterling into the suitcase instead. It'll only take a couple of bags to like literally be able to save the country.
If the bailout goes through, and it's like 10 billion euros worth of bailout, that basically one of your parents is going to be owned by Germany.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
I'd like to say that I'd be proud of them. And I think it's an important thing for my dad, I think, to just front up and accept
that he's now a German man.
Owned by Angela Merkel.
Yeah. Well, Chris, he should feel nicht so gut about that. Such a beautiful language.
Schlecht.
Perhaps unsurprisingly, Cyprus's parliament rejected this whole proposition on Tuesday with zero votes in favour. Zero. It's not easy to get zero votes for anything, Andy. Usually you'll get one person vote for something, even if it's just because they think it will be funny. But zero votes, that takes an almost impressive ability to piss literally everyone off. So why did the European Bank try to go in so hard on Cyprus all of a sudden? Well, part of the reason seems to be the bank accounts themselves, because of the estimated 68 billion euros in total held in Cypriot bank accounts, about 40% belongs to foreigners, and not just Chris's parents. Most of them are thought to be Russians. And at first, that seems a little bit weird. Then, that seems a little bit suspicious. And then after that, it only seems suspicious. Because the widespread belief is that much of that money is at best dirty, and at worst, so laundered that it basically now qualifies as clothing.
if it's that dodgy that it has to be laundered through Cyprus, when that is, I mean, if they're too ashamed of it even to plough it into a football club, I mean, that really puts that in perspective.
A leaked report from the German Foreign Intelligence Service suggested that the main beneficiaries because of this from any Eurozone bailout of Cyprus would be Russian oligarchs, businessmen and mafiosi. And that is That is thought to be the key reason why savers with money in Cyprus have been put into this horrendous situation.
But John, was that, were they three different categories?
I think they're just three sides of the Russian personality. But it's worth noting that of all the groups in the world that you want to avoid pissing off, Russian mobsters are right up there at number one. And Russia itself has come out strongly against this plan. President Vladimir Putin, a man who, shall we say, wears the cologne of the corruption in extremely heavy squirts. He's described the... I'm glad you like that, Amber.
Yeah, very nice.
He described the plan as unfair, unprofessional and dangerous. Although, to be fair, that's basically also a description of himself. So much that it would function pretty well for him as a dating profile. Man, unfair, unprofessional and dangerous, seeks woman, late teens with an ability to keep her mouth shut for sexy business. And it didn't stop there. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev warned that Russia may be forced to correct its relationship with Cyprus if the levy should go into effect. And it's that kind of threat, Andy, that kind of chilling Russian threat that will get a bill 0 votes on the floor of a house.
Oh, this is such a beautiful island. It would give me such pain to be forced to correct my relationship with this. Your wife and family live here as well, no? Oh, what a pity if I were forced to correct your house into a massive fire.
Yeah, in the same way that Stalin corrected the membership lists of poetry societies.
Russia is now in a tricky position, so it has a vested interest in Cyprus not collapsing in on itself and taking the full Mad Max scenario. And it's not just the $40 billion in dodgy Russian money that's at stake, because Russia has also been using Cyprus, apparently, to funnel arms to Syria to help Bashar al-Assad go explosively medieval on his own people. And as if this couldn't get any crazier, and this might be good news for you, Chris, news broke earlier in the week that the UK flew in a plane stacked with a million euros in cash to Cyprus as a contingency measure for British personnel and their families if cash machines and debit cards should stop working in Cyprus. They loaded a plane with €1 million. Oh, that should calm down everyone in Andy. How could that go wrong? There's a plane somewhere in the country with €1 million in non-traceable notes. But what you should absolutely not do is form a mob to find that plane and loot it.
That was another top story. Thank you for listening. Discover more from the Bugle Empire at thebuglepodcast.com, where you can also make a one-off or recurring contribution to help keep the Bugle stable of shows free, flourishing, and independent.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.